A Colorado program offering free birth control to 30,000 low-income women and girls has been crowned a startling success. After 6 years of offering low-cost IUDs and implants to women who couldn't afford them, the birth rate for teenagers across the state dropped by over 40%, while the abortion rate has dropped by over 42%. Of particular interest is the drop in the pregnancy rate for a key demographic, unmarried women under age 25 who lack a high school diploma. The program saved the state over $80 million in Medicaid costs. In fact, the state health department estimates that for every single dollar spent on long-acting birth control methods, the state saved $5.85 in state Medicaid spending, which historically has financed three-quarters of teenage pregnancies and births in the state. The program's most pronounced results have happened in the poorest areas of the state. In 2009, half of all first births in the state were to women under 21 years of age. In 2014, half of all first births were to women over age 24, a three-year advance in the median age of first births. According to Isabel Sawhill, an economist at the Brookings Institution, if we want to reduce poverty, one of the simplest, fastest, and cheapest things we can do would be to make sure that as few people as possible become parents before they actually want to. She also says that single parenthood is a principal driver of economic inequality, and long-acting birth control is a powerful tool to prevent it. Teenage births have been declining nationally, but the Colorado experience is particularly dramatic. Nationwide, around 7% of women aged 15 to 44 use birth control or other long-lasting methods such as IUDs and implants. But in Colorado, that number is around 25%. It's estimated that about half of the 6.6 million pregnancies in the United States each year are unwanted. Anything that reduces the number of unwanted kids is a win in my book. But the funding for the program, which had been provided by a private donor, has run out, and the state of Colorado was asked to take over funding. However, the bill to authorize the funding was killed in committee in a straight party line vote, with Republicans voting to kill the funding, even though a fellow Republican was a sponsor of the funding bill. So where's the logic of being opposed to abortion on a moral belief, yet refusing to fund a program that is known, proven, mind you, to reduce the number of abortions? I think Dan Savage of The Stranger has the best take here. He says that, quote, "The lesson to Colorado for conservatives ought to be this. You can be against abortion, or you can be against contraception, but you can't be against abortion and against contraception. Making contraception harder for women to get means more unplanned pregnancies, which leads to more abortions."